Welcome back. Thanks for being with us today. I'm Todd Zwillick. The Federal Reserve has a new chair today. Jerome J. Powell takes over for Janet Yellen, the first woman ever to be appointed chair of the Federal Reserve. Yellen's presided over an economic rebound during her four-year term. She leaves office with unemployment at a 17-year low and low interest rates, too. Still, President Trump broke a 40-year tradition by not appointing Janet Yellen to his second term. She gave a rare interview to PBS's Judy Woodruff.
I would have liked to serve an additional term, and I did make that clear. So I will say that I was disappointed not to be reappointed. But I have had the privilege and the honor of serving in very high positions in the Federal Reserve System, and I'm very satisfied with the career that I've had.
A disappointed Janet Yellen there, but a Fed chair who left office using her power. On Friday, Janet Yellen imposed tough sanctions on banking giant Wells Fargo for consumer abuses in a final act as Fed chair. Diane Swonk is chief economist at Grant Thornton, and she joins me now. Diane, great to have you back.
It's good to be here.
Well, we're at near full employment, a key Fed goal. There are low interest rates, recovery from the 2008 crisis. By all measures, Janet Yellen appears to be a success. Why wasn't she rehired by President Trump?
Well, every president does get the opportunity to pick who they want to be Fed chair. And certainly this president has made it clear that he wants to pick his own people. That said, Chair Powell, who now takes over at the helm at the Fed, is someone who's been around the Fed since 2012. He was appointed by President Obama, and he is a Republican, but someone who's been very bipartisan in the past and also knows a lot about the plumbing of financial markets. So even though I am very, very saddened to see Chair Yellen go, I am somewhat hopeful that Chair Powell, at the very moment we may need him in terms of assessing asset price bubbles, that he will have some of the fortitude to understand what's going on in those markets.
And it sounded like in that interview with Judy Woodruff that Janet Yellen shares your sentiment, Diane, that she's sad to go too. What marks her key accomplishments during her 4 years as Fed chair?
Well, you know, her 4 years are only the end of what had been a very long career within the Fed, as she mentioned, that she's been at very high levels of the Fed. I think you already noted that, you know, when she took on the job as Fed chair, we were still in crisis era policies. We were still near zero on interest rates. The Fed balance sheet was still bloated and growing. And we saw the reversal of those policies. She gets to leave on a high note with the economy finally healing in a more fundamental way. One of the things that really made Chair Yellen stand out from other Federal Reserve chairs was how she not only looked at the economy in the aggregates on what was going on in unemployment, what's going on in inflation, but the components of those aggregates. She understood and made it her mission to explain that the overall unemployment rate itself was not a summary statistic before any politician did. She said it matters who's on the dance floor, who's participating in the labor market. The fact that a lot of prime age adults were not actually even looking for jobs really disturbed Chair Yellen. She knew that the only tool she had was a long expansion to lure people out of the sidelines and back onto the dance floor. That was something very important, and she really cared about individuals. And I think sometimes that got lost in translation, but it was clear in all of her speeches how much she spoke to the individual circumstances, not just the stock market, not just the aggregate numbers that we were reporting, but the unevenness that those averages actually portrayed.
Did Janet Yellen manage to get beyond her speeches? She might have expressed that to people when she gave speeches in that special Fed language that Fed chairs use. But did she translate it to policy in a meaningful way?
She did translate it to policy in that we have many fewer people accepting part-time jobs instead of full-time jobs when they were looking for that. We've seen the U6, which is a stress measure of unemployment, come down quite dramatically, but we're still not there yet. And I think she gets to leave on that high note of making progress. But the real challenge is the structural problems and erosion of skills of people who've been out for a very long time, the opioid crisis that makes it much harder to employ people than it did in the past. And what's most disturbing, and she's really shined a light on, is that women's participation in the labor force is now falling. It's now below that of other countries and below that of places like Japan. This is really important because women's participation in the labor market, their ability to provide for families, is one of the biggest indicators of the future of an economy going forward. They tend to get their children to college, higher educational attainment with working mothers. All of that is very important, and that's something we're still losing ground on.
And is there an indication that Jerome Powell, as he takes over the chair, picks up that mantle, not only on women in the workforce, but also on interest rates. Everybody's watching now to see when and how fast rates will rise. Do we have an indication of Jerome Powell's philosophy on those items and where things might go over the next year?
Well, Jay Powell also worked very closely with Chair Yellen, and I think what we have to keep into context is, given that Jay Powell is not an economist, he will be relying more on the Fed staff for the economic analysis as he looks at financial markets and brings his strength there. That's very important because one of the legacies of Chair Yellen has been a major shift in the way all of the Federal Reserve System looks at the labor market. You've seen really the Fed Board of Governors, the staff there that are going to be informing Chair Powell, and all the regional Feds think much more about inclusive growth, not just growth. Think about the details, digging deep into women's participation, digging deep into all these issues, rural versus urban divide, the opioid crisis. So her legacy is that she is the research she got started is going to continue to inform the Board of Governors for years, if not decades, to come.
Diane, I want to ask you about Janet Yellen's last act as Fed chair. Sanctions on Wells Fargo for consumer abuses, an actual ban on Wells Fargo growing its business until they clean up consumer abuses and fraud. It was a rare and remarkable penalty. Was Janet Yellen using her power to send a message?
Well, I think the Fed was using its power to send a message. Remember, Jay Powell had to be in on this as well, the whole Board of Governors, including no appointees by the president. And in fact, the fact that the White House backed it up was also a fairly strong statement that this was not just a one-off and just a Janet Yellen show. This was something that was really in response to what was considered something very egregious, and we cannot tolerate it going forward. And I think that's an important message, that there's deregulation, but we still need to know the rules of the road to not crash into each other.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton. Diane, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.